ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। दादी जानकी सेज ओम शांति 3 times एंड ईच टाइम शी सेज ओम शांति शी गिव्स डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स ऑफ ओम शांति। Who am I? Whom do I belong to? And thirdly, what do I have to do? What is my purpose? Or she says, who am I? Whom do I belong to? And where have I come from? So all comes in Om Shanti. The introduction of the soul, introduction of the Supreme Soul, and our home. So we also have learned to say Om Shanti 3 times. Because each time we say, we are reminded of the self, of Baba, and our home, and our purpose of life. So we just heard this beautiful song. The wordings of this song were, Baba, where will we get the happiness of the confluence age in golden age? In golden age we will not get any happiness which we are receiving now at the confluence age. What will be that happiness which we receive only now and never and not in golden age? So that's the whole song. Baba, where we will not receive your murli in golden age, we will not receive your murli. We will not receive your toli. And we will not receive your drishti. We will not receive your love. So whatever we receive now at the confluence age from Baba, will we receive all that in golden age also? Yes or no? Yes or no? No, say no. So that love, that happiness, that joy, that meeting with God, taking all the blessings from God, the murli, which decorates the soul, all that we will not receive in golden age. We receive the fruit of all that we do now or we get now in golden age. And we can say in other words, that in golden age we are like royal Buddhas. Buddhas, we don't know the knowledge of 3 aspects of time. We don't know that we will come down the ladder and go to hell afterwards. Now we are in heaven, they will not know anything, the deities. But they are just enjoying nature, enjoying the pure love of one another, enjoying the beauty of the world, that's all. So that's like the fruit they are receiving. There they don't have to make efforts. They don't need to give anything to anyone. Because everyone has everything, so no need to give also. So that joy, that happiness which deities have is very natural. They don't have to make efforts to become happy. Here in Kali Yuga, people have to make efforts to become happy. I heard that in one country, there is a ministry, the Ministry of Happiness, which Thailand? Which country it is? You know? Anybody knows which country Ministry of Happiness? No? I think it's Thailand, I don't know. But it is some country that where that ministry helps the people to become happy. But then, What? Bhutan. In Bhutan? Acha? You are from Bhutan? Achha. You are from? Vietnam. So you know in Bhutan, because I heard which country, I'm not sure. So it's a ministry of happiness. Also, United Nations has declared one day as a day of happiness. So one day happiness, afterwards all unhappiness. Our ministry of happiness, it tries to help people, that's all, to make them happy. But then, what happiness they experience, they get something and they're happy. Then the next day they want something else, and if they don't get, they're unhappy. Then they want it and they get it, they're happy. So happy and happy, happy and happy is always there. But Baba's children, always happy? Those who say always happy, raise your hand. Always happy? Yes. So at the confluence stage, always happy. Because it is God who is teaching us. It is God who is sustaining us. It is God who is looking after us. We are all mentally surrendered to Baba. And Baba is taking care of us. When we think in this way, we become very light. Very light, because all the burden we give away to Baba. And we get that beautiful, loving sustenance from God, which we cannot get at any other time of the cycle. So today I'm going to discuss about Sakar sustenance, how Shiv Baba sustained his children through Brahma Baba, when Brahma Baba was in the corporeal form, and then how Shiv Baba sustained, Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba sustained all the children in the avyakt form through the body of Kulsar Dadi, and how Baba is still sustaining us. How are we able to move along? It is sustenance from Bap Dada. So we say Bap Dada. What is Bap Dada? It is the code word of the Brahma Kumaris. Everyone knows the meaning of the word Bap Dada. If they don't know the meaning of the word Bap Dada, it means they don't know knowledge. So what does Bap Dada mean? Who will answer? Brothers? What's the meaning of Bap Dada? Yes, yes. Shiva Baba and Brahma Baba. So this word Bap Dada is our password. If somebody has knowledge, how can we know, like you want to enter your account, you have to have a password. So only you know your password, nobody else knows your password. So nobody else can have access to your account or access to anything of yours, because there is password in everything these days. Similarly, Baba gives this as a password or as a code word. Bap Dada. If somebody understands this, that means he has the full understanding of Gyan. So what does Bap Dada mean? The word Bap Dada has two meanings. Literally, Bap means father, and Dada means grandfather. But it can also mean father and elder brother, because this word Dada has two meanings actually. Bap means father. Abba, we say Abba, Abu. Abu has come from the word Abba, and Abba means father. So father, and then Dada has two meanings. One, Dada means elder brother. In Calcutta, in Bengal, they always say Dada to elder brother. And Dada also means grandfather. So two meanings to Dada, elder brother and grandfather. Like Didi. Didi means elder sister. But Dadi also means elder sister in Sindhi language. So languages are different. So when we say Dadi, It can also have meaning of grandmother, dada and dadi, grandfather, grandmother. But dadi also means elder sister, like dada means elder brother. So all our dadis, we say dadi janki. So what does dadi janki mean? Dadi doesn't mean grandmother, but what does it mean? Elder sister. Because mother, father, only one. Shiv Baba and Mama. We say they are our mother and father in the corporeal form. Because Shiv Baba entered in the body of Brahma to create his children, his creation. And in that creation, he put Mama first, the first creation. But then that Mama becomes also the mother to create many more spiritually. And or sometimes Baba says, Shiv Baba is the father and Brahma is the mother. Brahma becomes the mother to create children, because children are created by the mother. They say they are created by the mother and given strength by the father. They get that strength when they realize whose children they are. So the strength comes from the father and mother gives birth. So Brahma Baba gave birth and Shiva Baba gave all the strength to the children. So you can say Brahma Baba is Shiva Baba's wife. Yes, wife. Baba says, so through Brahma Baba's mouth we are born, so we are the children. The mouth adopted children, mouth born progeny. Baba used to remember double foreigners in sakar form. Baba used to say, my double foreign children will come to Madhuvan. And when my double foreign children come to Madhuvan, then the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat will awaken, will rise. Till now they are sleeping in the slumber of ignorance. So they will wake up because the foreigners will awaken them. So we used to wonder how foreigners will awaken the Bharatvasis. But now we can understand how they come, they meet the double foreigners in Gyan Sarovar or Pandav Bhavan, and they ask them so many questions. Oh, do you lead a celibate life? Do you eat pure food? You don't mix in any bad company. You don't watch these televisions. You don't do that. You don't do that. So you all are really very great. Very great people. You all are saints. And we say, who have made us that? It was Shiv Baba. So all the praise goes to Shiv Baba. We are only instruments. So we become very, very humble. And we follow Baba, we obey Baba, all his directions. You know, some people say that it's so cold, you know, so how it's not possible to wake up at Amrit Vela, not possible to do this, not possible to do that. Baba says, why you can't do? See, Brahma Baba, he was so old, so old. He could do it. Why can't you do? Then if somebody may say, but I'm too young, I need more sleep. I need more sleep. I can't wake up at Amrit Vela. Then Baba says, why you need more sleep? You see, Mama, she was so young, but still she used to wake up at 2 o'clock and meditate. So age factor doesn't arise in Baba's organization, because Baba lifts away, takes away all the barriers we have gone through. Barrier of caste, creed, color, nationality, anything, we have gone away from that. Now there is only one aim, and that is to remember Baba and to absolve our sins and go back home, go back to Paramdham. So this is what Baba wants us to do. But then in order to go back to Paramdham, we have to become pure. We cannot go to Paramdham in this impure form. So we say, yes, we were the deities, and now Baba is making us deities again. And how does he make us deities again? by giving us this knowledge. But then again, this knowledge is only at this time. Once you are in golden age, you forget the whole knowledge because you don't need this knowledge there. You get the fruit of the knowledge which you take at the confluence age. But then Baba says that I come at the confluence age to teach you, to uplift you, to awaken you, to make you rise, to purify you, to take you back home. So now we say, yes, God is doing His work for the past 83 years. In 1936 He started, and now 2019. So it is 83 years since God's work started for the establishment of the new world. But some were very fortunate indeed to have come during Sakar Baba's time, when Sakar Baba was in knowledge before 1969. Because from 1936 until 69, Brahma Baba, he was the leader, he was the founder, he was the medium through whom Shri Baba spoke and gave us knowledge. And then when his period was over, then how Gulzar Dadi took over. But Gulzar Dadi's role is different from Brahma Baba's role. We can't compare both and say, yes, both have equal elevated role. No, Shiv Baba is of course different. But Brahma Baba's role is just like any prophet soul's role. Highest, of course, because God establishes golden age through him. So now Baba is saying, I am sustaining you. Baba has been sustaining us for the past 83 years. 83 years. And in these 83 years, see how much expansion has taken place. Of course, Baba's yajna had to go through many, many obstacles. But Baba could cross them all. And today Baba's home is sitting high in the mountains, Himalaya mountains, because this is Aravali range, part of the Himalayan mountains. And God comes in this Himalayan range, mountainous era, for helping children to really go high. So how many of you climbed the, not physically, but how many of you think that you are at the highest point of the Himalayas, or the highest point, because that's where Baba takes us to. First is highest point, soul world, then highest point, golden age, then highest point, this in this Kali Yuga is that Everest mountain, the top, the peak. But compared to subtle regions, compared to soul world, even the Himalayas are nothing. But Baba takes you across to that new world, and Baba said, I am the teacher and I make you also teachers. I make you equal to me. I become a teacher and I teach you also to teach others how to give God's introduction to everybody, how to give introduction of the drama to everybody, how to make them understand about purity. So Baba tells all this. And then we imbibe them in our life and help others also by teaching them. We become teachers like God, like Baba said today. So at this confluence age, for 33 years, from 1936 until 69, Baba, Shiv Baba spoke through the medium of Prajapita Brahma, the father of humanity. Shiv Baba gave him that name and told him that now you have to I will impart knowledge through your mouth, and all those who will listen to this knowledge will be your mouth-born progeny. So who are all of you? The mouth-born progeny of Brahma Baba, whom Shiv Baba has created, you can say. You have been created by Shiv Baba through Brahma. So Brahma becomes the mother and Shiv Baba becomes the father. So in that way we say Bap Dada. Shiv Baba the grandfather and Brahma the father, or Brahma the mother, Shiv Baba the father, or Brahma the elder brother and Shiv Baba the father. So Bap Dada, only we can understand. Nobody else can understand this word. So if you want to test somebody, tell me the meaning of Bap Dada. You ask him. And if he is able to tell you, then it means he has Gyan. He has understood the Gyan. If he is not able to tell you, that means he has not understood the Gyan. So how in 1936 Shiv Baba's task started of establishment of the golden age. How Brahma Baba got so many visions. So many visions. There are of course 3-4 main visions which he got, which transformed his life completely. Because before he was a jewel merchant, he was a big businessman. He had a very big jewelry shop in Calcutta where his partner lived, and he was actually like doing salesmanship. And his customers were kings and queens and, you know, the royal family. He used to go to their palaces in India and sell jewelry to them, which was studded with diamonds, you know, pure gold jewelry. Studded with diamonds and pearls and rubies and you know what not. Today you hardly get a chance to see the genuine, the real pearls, the real, you know, jewels. But at that time it was very common. And then the Britishers were ruling in India. So that also was helping Baba, because they used to give lots of money, you know, because Britishers and the kings, they were the customers. Even Queen Victoria, she came to his shop, you know. How famous Baba's shop was in Calcutta. But then he was always in search, wanting to know the truth about the Creator and his creation. And how Shiv Baba one day gave him those visions. The first vision he got was the vision of Vishnu. Vishnu was the one whom Baba used to worship. And he used to think that Vishnu is God. But now we know that Vishnu is one of the creations of God. Vishnu is not God, he is the creation of God. Vishnu is our symbol. It's our aim and objective. Baba says, you have to become like Vishnu. Four-armed Vishnu. And how can you become four-armed Vishnu? Lakshmi and Narayan, couple form. Baba says, I don't separate you. Live together. But live like a lotus. They show Vishnu on a lotus. Lotus means living in the world, but not living off the world. This is what Vishnu means. Not living off the world means not engrossing in anything or being absorbed in anything of this old world, but just being soul conscious and remembering Baba. And this is what Baba says, at the confluence age, you are given this aim that you have to become like Lakshmi Narayan. So Brahma Baba was the first one to get this vision. And all the forms of Vishnu which came in front of Brahma Baba, they blessed Baba, you know, in a vision, that I am Chaturbhuj, the four-armed Vishnu, and so are you. You are also the same. How you are the same, that God didn't reveal, but you are the same. And when Brahma Baba got that vision, and Vishnu told him, you are the same like me, Brahma Baba was surprised. How can I be like Vishnu? I am only his servant. I am only a server, because Baba used to serve a lot. All the money that he had, he used to contribute, he used to give as donations. So he was also known as a very big philanthropist. But then that search was very strong in him. And that enabled him to get visions, which made him understand what really knowledge is. And Shiva Baba told him, this is your aim and objective. You have to become like that. And then after that, he did not know what was happening. How could he become like Vishnu? He was only a devotee of Vishnu. But then we say how Shiva Baba made him understand that you will become a deity in golden age. You are the first soul of Sri Krishna of the golden age. And now the soul of Sri Krishna is in his last birth, the 84th birth. And very soon he will return to the soul world and then come in the new world. And you have to follow him. But Brahma Baba had to come into this old world to take us back home. He has to set an example in front of us that although he's so old in physical body, yet he was strong enough to really help the children to remember Baba. So that's how Baba used to help the children. And we say for 33 years, 1969 until 1950, Shiva Baba did his work through Brahma Baba. It was my fortune, that I could experience Brahma Baba. Because I met Baba many times before 69. Actually, I came in knowledge in the year 1936, in the year 1960. And at that time, my bodily age was only 12 years of bodily age. My mother took me to Madhuban. And I didn't know anything. And how Baba called me, and Baba had faith in me. Baba felt that this child is not an ordinary child. And at that time, Baba blessed me that you will glorify Baba, Shiva Baba in the whole world. And then how Shiva Baba gave her visions. She experienced herself to be like a princess and of golden age. That's what she experienced herself. And every Thursday, this offering of bhog used to go on. And the Mama, Baba used to be in that bhog. So this was the beginning. In 1936-37, how Baba's task started here in Madhuban. But before that, it was like the foundation becoming strong. Shiva Baba laid the foundation of the golden age through Brahma Baba at this confluence age. So we say with that pride that Brahma Baba is our alaukik father. And everyone has how many fathers? How many fathers do all of you have? How many? Three fathers, At this time, we become the children of three fathers. Which are those three fathers? Sisters, say first. Which father? First is Shiva Baba. Second? Brahma Baba. Third is Laukik. So everyone has three fathers. Anybody who says, I have only two and not three, raise your hand. Anybody who says, I have four fathers and not three fathers? No, you, what will you say? Four fathers? What happened? What are you saying? Say? No? Adopted father or adopted children? We become the adopted children, no? Shiv Baba adopts us through Brahma Baba. So we become the adopted children. We don't adopt Shiv Baba. Brahma Baba adopts us, no? We are the adopted children of Brahma Baba who adopts us. Shiv Baba adopts us through Brahma Baba. And we take a new life. So we say we are the Brahma Kumars and the Brahma Kumaris who have taken a new life, and therefore a new life means we are born only recently. The body may be 50 years old, but if I took Gyan only 2 years ago, then how old are we? 50 years or 2 years? Yeah, 2 years. Baba says you have to forget your old age. You have to forget that you are 50 years in Gyan. But what you have to remember, that I took knowledge 6 months ago, one year ago, so I am a 1 year old child of Baba. And if you think in this way, then what will happen? You'll be able to serve other souls. So through Sakar Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba gave us this knowledge for 33 years. Can you imagine? It's not a small thing. It's not a small thing to make souls come to Baba. Because in Copper Age, many people had very much ill thoughts about the Brahma Kumaris. They used to think that Brahma Baba has adopted these women and he is making them his wives. You know, what they had in mind. But Brahma Baba was unaware, was never aware. He used to say that they only are the ones who are going to defame. But the boat of truth never sinks. The boat of untruth may shake, but it is never going to sink. Because Baba's children were in Bharat, were all over the world, and wherever there were Baba's children, there Baba sent his messengers to serve and to open centers. So 1936 to 69, Brahma Baba and Mama, in 1965, Mama left her body. But then, till then, she, as well as Brahma Mother, we say Brahma Mother, Brahma Baba adopted mother to help the children grow. Like the mother gives food and that enables the child to grow. So Baba gave us food and helped us to grow. Because without Baba, we would remain like small children. So Baba teaches us how to grow. And how do we grow? Baba says, whatever skills you have, whatever specialities you have, that you should use in serving Baba and Baba's family. If you eat, drink and make merry like that, then you will not get the fruit. So, you know, they say that rich people, they have always two special warriors who are always with him. One warrior is a soldier who is in the army. So a soldier is needed all the time with him. And secondly, there's need of a doctor. So Shiv Baba becomes, Brahma Baba becomes the medium for Shiv Baba. So Shiv Baba entered the body of Brahma and started teaching the children. And what is the first thing he said? Children, be soul conscious and remember me. Remember Shiva Baba. Now many people did not understand this. They would say that thing that Brahma Baba is saying this, because the mouth was of Brahma Baba. So they used to defame Brahma Baba, because Shiva Baba spoke about purity, Shiva Baba spoke about celibacy, Shiva Baba spoke about renouncing everything. So they used to defame Brahma Baba. That how can you make these little children renounce so easily, so quickly? Because God is saying you have to live in this world, live together, but to live a pure life, a celibate life, even after living together, this nobody ever thought. They, in the world, people never say. They do say purity is good, but we can live in this world and still remain pure, that nobody thinks. So Shiva Baba opened the pathway to heaven through the mothers and daughters, the Brahma Kumaris. So in 1936, Baba laid the foundation. And you all know that how over 300 sisters and a few brothers, how they dedicated their lives for this spiritual cause. One was to give knowledge. Baba gave knowledge to those souls who were there at that time. And then Baba used to speak knowledge in such a way as if he was speaking to so many other souls who are supposed to come in the future. So you all have come in the future. You were not here when Brahma Baba was in Sakar form. So who are you? You know, I will say proudly that I came to Baba when Brahma Baba was in the Sakar form. So I say with pride, I am the mouth-born progeny of Brahma Baba, born through the mouth. Shiva Baba speaking through the mouth of Brahma, and those who listen this knowledge, they become the mouth-born children. But for you, it will be said that you are the thought-born children. Thought-born. Because Brahma Baba created thoughts that let me create children, because Brahma is known as creator. Let me create children for the establishment of new world. So Brahma Baba invoked Shiva Baba, and how Shiva Baba did that job of creating you Brahmins through Brahma, and how you became the thought-born progeny. So Brahma Baba had this thought when he was in Sakar. Baba would say, children, many more are going to come. This knowledge will go abroad. It will teach the Kumbhakarnas of Bharat, and they will awaken. They are sleeping in the sleep of ignorance, and they will awaken. You have to awaken them. So for 14 years, they remained in total isolation. And then Shiva Baba said, now go to Mount Abu. So Mount Abu is a place where there is a jungle everywhere, all around is a jungle, and also it's a place where we experience God's sustenance. You say Madhu Ban. Madhu means honey, and Ban means a jungle, a forest. So you say forest of honey, where you can experience complete solitude. You can be on your own if you like. Nobody will disturb you. And you can also be in a gathering. So for 33 years, Shiva Baba worked through the mouth of Brahma. And I was one of those fortunate souls to have come to Baba in the year 1960. I came in knowledge in 1960. And at that time, I was only 12 years old. You can imagine. Just 12 years old. Not even 12. Less than 12. And the moment I saw Baba, I felt that I have found my real father. Because when this body was just 3 days old, only 3 days, at that time my mother got a vision of Brahma Baba, 3 days old. And she got a vision of Brahma Baba, and in the vision, Brahma Baba told her that this girl, this daughter is mine. I am her father. And give her to me. I was just 3 days old. And my mother didn't understand what it all meant. But she saw that vision, that an angel standing in front of her and saying with actions, this child is mine, give her to me. And my mother gave me to her. And then she got up and she realized what she had done, because she did not know that angel, she didn't know anyone, and how she gave her daughter away. But later on she saw I was very much there, I had not gone away, but it was only a vision. And he said, I am her father, give her to me. So my mother knew that this child is not an ordinary child, because after that I lost my father on that same day. You know, he left his body in an accident. So I never saw my father. And my father also did not see me, because my father was in Delhi and he had just started business. So he was coming by road to Mumbai. And here I was born in Mumbai. So he was, you know, traveling at that time when I was born. And he came to Mumbai, but then in the middle of the way, middle somewhere, very near Mumbai, he met with an accident. And he died on the spot. So he never saw me and I never saw him. But with knowledge we understand that all these are karmic accounts. If somebody becomes someone's mother, someone's father, someone's brother, sister, you know, all these are based on karmic accounts. And once someone's karmic accounts are finished, nobody really belongs to anyone. The only thing we are, related in, it's that we are all brothers, children of one father, that's all. But physically, all different fathers. Spiritually, one father, the father of all souls. Today we all remember Brahma Baba because he gave us a new life. We all remember Shiv Baba because he gave us the understanding of how we can go through the whole cycle, how we were deities, how we have become Shudras now, and now we have to go back and become deities. Before we didn't have this knowledge. And therefore, we have three fathers. Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba, and Laukik father. We say Laukik, Alaukik, and Parlaukik. Par means far beyond. Far beyond this Laukik world is our supreme abode, the soul world. And second is Alaukik, means not physical, but not even spiritual, but we say Alaukik. I don't know, there is no special word, but we say angelic father, subtle father. And this experience of subtle father, Brahma Baba, is now, you know. So Brahma Baba is our, at this moment we say angelic father. But yes, he was also our physical father because he gave us such a birth, very close to our spiritual father, very close to also our Laukik father, because we say that we all belong to Brahma Baba. So now three fathers, but which father have we to remember? Brahma Baba says, don't remember me. If we remember Brahma Baba, it will not help you to absolve your sins. It will not help you to finish your sinful actions. You can finish your sinful action only if you remember Shiva Baba. But of course he says this to the medium of Brahma. Therefore you heard in today's Murli also that we become the mouth adopted, mouth born children of Brahma Baba. But we are permanent children of Shiva Baba. And Baba gives us this beautiful blessing. What blessing does Baba give to us? Even if you have performed less righteous actions, but you can still get an elevated award from Bab Dada. So Baba is our father, mother, teacher, guide, and we say Brahma Baba is also no less. Brahma Baba followed Shiva Baba accurately, 100%. That is why it took him only 33 years to become perfect. And today more 50 years have passed, but we are still not perfect. Are we perfect? No. Anybody think that he is perfect? Nobody. Because if he would have been perfect, we would not be in this body. We are still traveling, we are still moving on, we are still coming to Baba. It means that we are very good, intense effort makers, and how we will attain our complete stage. We know that. We have that guarantee. But till then, we have to glorify the Father. We have to glorify Shiv Baba. We have also to glorify Brahma Baba. Because we are the children of both. But if somebody does not glorify Baba and he has a very wrong dream or a bad intention, whatever, then he will not be able to glorify Baba. People will point out to him, you look at yourself, you are no longer in that frame now, how can you make us become that? You cannot. So Baba says, you have to face all these obstacles. But one day, as you are on the path of truth, you will always be successful. To be on the path of truth means to get success. If we do not follow that Supreme Father, then we cannot really attain that stage which we want to, or which Baba wants us to attain. So Brahma Baba looked after the children very well. Whenever we used to come to Madhuvan, Baba would look after us so well. He would remind us again and again. He would meet us again and again. Baba would eat with us. Baba would, swing a swing with us. Baba used to read the Murli to us every day. So, for 8 days we used to be here. But in those 8 days, how Baba would sustain us? Because he is like the bat, the charger, like a powerhouse. And we get charged through him. We are like the batteries, the rechargeable batteries, and we get charged through that supreme powerhouse. How do we become charged? When we say, oh, my Baba, and we become charged. So easy, is it not? When you say, my Baba, you have all relationships with Baba. Then Baba says that you cannot think of any other bodily relationships. Even though you are doing everything, Baba says you don't have to leave your heart and home, you don't have to leave your family, you don't have to leave anything, but you have to just follow in my footsteps, whatever I say. But those who do follow Baba and they leave everything, then Baba of course gives them a better status. Because on the basis of the efforts they make, they get that status. So for 33 years, Baba worked so hard to make us elevated. And now we can say with that pride that I am that lucky soul who received not only praise, but also so many blessings from Brahma Baba. I was studying in school and then college when Brahma Baba left the body. I just entered my science degree course, and Baba left the body. So immediately I thought, how can I go to Madhuban? I couldn't because I had my exams the next day. But then, how Baba helped me? Because Baba left the body on 18th of January 1969 at the age of 93, and the timing was just a few minutes before 9 o'clock. About 15 minutes before 9 o'clock. You can say 10 minutes. And how Baba came to his room, and Baba sat on his bed, and Dadi Prakashmani came, and she just, you know, held Baba's hands, and Baba opened his eyes, and he gave drishti to, you know, he gave drishti to Dadi Prakashmani, and then he took some toli and gave to Dadi Prakashmani. So we say that drishti and toli. And he had already spoken the murli in the morning. So drishti, toli and murli. These, Baba says, they are your birthright. So children cannot remain without their birthright. Where every day, Baba says, you hear the murli. Where every day you get blessings. And where every day you get the murli. The murli, the blessings, the toli, the drishti. Now when we get this from Baba, this is the true sustenance. We still get that sustenance from Sakar Baba. I remember coming to Madhuban when I was just 13 or 14 years old. I came to Madhuban after 2 years. And a whole day with Baba, whole day. From morning till night, Amrit Vela with Baba, then Murli from Baba, and then breakfast with Baba, lunch with Baba, dinner with Baba, playing with Baba, sitting on the swing with Baba. Baba used to bless every child. So I also got so many blessings from Sakar Baba. Because I could speak good English. I was studying in an English medium school. So I read a poetry. I recited a poetry in front of Baba in English. And I also gave a speech in English in front of Brahma Baba. And Baba said, oh child, you speak very good English. Baba blessed me. Baba patted on my back, gave me a flower and said, okay, become more good, more clever in English. And then Baba gave me the blessing that if you become more good in English, then Baba will send you abroad. Baba will send you in foreign countries for service. At that time, I didn't know what foreign countries meant, because I was so young, 13 years old. But Baba gave this blessing at that time to me. And then in the year 1967, when I had finished school, I was in college, and I had to decide, you know, what profession to take, to go for engineering or science or medicine or whatever. So I wrote a letter to Baba. It was in 1967. I wrote a letter to Baba. I told Baba, my family wants me to become a doctor, and I don't know what to do. I would love to serve Baba. I would love to follow Baba Srimad, because Baba said Baba will send you abroad to serve. Baba, I would love to do that, but my family wants me to become a doctor and study medicine. So Baba, what should I do? We used to ask questions from Baba, and Baba used to reply to us. Baba would give his advice too. So Baba wrote a letter back to me. I was just 18 years at that time. And Baba wrote a letter. Baba said, child, Baba has great hopes in you. And Baba wants you to become a spiritual doctor and serve the world. He wants you to become a spiritual doctor. That means don't go for medicine or practice of being a physical doctor. But you have to become a spiritual doctor and serve souls all over the world. So I gave up the idea of studying medicine. I didn't go for medicine. Instead, I went for just graduation in Bachelor of Science. And after that, I dedicated myself. And after 2 years, Brahma Baba left the body. I felt so sad, so sad. I felt as if that Brahma Baba is gone means this world is going to perish. Everything is going to be destroyed. Destruction will happen anytime because Brahma Baba is gone. At that time, I got a beautiful experience. In that experience, I saw Brahma Baba in his angelic form. Brahma Baba came so close to me and he put his hand on my head. And Baba consoled me. Child, Baba is not gone. Baba is with you and you will certainly fulfill Bab Dada's hopes. You will certainly serve the world. And you have to also study and then fulfill Bab Dada's hopes. So Baba like blessed me. And I felt that blessing that Baba is still very happy with me and I will definitely fulfill Baba's hopes. And then after that, in 1969, in Madhuban, there were training programs for Kumaris. And I also came to that training program and from there I went on service to different places. In India, and then I went abroad, I went to Africa, went to Mauritius, went to many countries and started serving there. And then in 1976, I started living in Madhuban. So since 1976, I'm living in Madhuban. And Dadi Prakashmani, she made me live in Madhuban, you know, Dadi Prakashmani. She told me, now you have to serve the double foreigners in Madhuban because centers have started opening everywhere in London, in Australia, in America, so many countries. And brothers and sisters were coming from those countries to Madhuban. So Dadi said, you have to look after double foreigners in Madhuban, translate for them, give them classes. So since 76, that is 42 years I've been serving the double foreigners and translating for the double foreigners. You must be hearing my voice, no? When you hear Avyakt Bab Dada, you get the transmission. Yes, you all get the transmission in your countries and you hear that voice speaking in English. You know whose voice is that? Yes, it is my voice. That's thin, sweet, soft voice. This everybody says that. I remember going to one country and people introduced me as the master's voice. The master's voice. So it was a nice compliment. So I feel very fortunate. So how after Brahma Baba became Avyakt, Shiv Baba and the perfect form of Brahma Baba soul would come in the body of Gulzar Dadi. So at the beginning, these programs of Avyakt Bab Dada were so intense, they were so, you know, powerful. Whole night, Shiv Baba and the complete soul of Brahma Baba be in Gulzar Dadi's body and speak. When Bab Dada would come in the body, we could feel the difference on Gulzar Dadi's face, Gulzar Dadi's eyes. Gulzar Dadi was not there. It was Bab Dada speaking through her. The voice became different. The way of smile became different. Everything different. We could feel that difference. Gulzar Dadi otherwise was a very shy girl, very shy. She would hardly speak to anybody. Even if people tried to speak to her, she would just lower her head and not speak. Even today, she's very shy. She's hardly meeting people. But then, she was a very powerful trans messenger. Very powerful. She got the first vision of Brahma Baba's angelic form in the subtle regions. She saw angelic Brahma Baba in light and lots of very powerful silvery light all around. And in that silvery light, she saw a figure of light, and it was a face of Brahma Baba. But she was not knowing what it meant. And she was frightened because she didn't understand something, a figure of light and the face of Brahma Baba. What did it mean? But later on, when she came down and told this to Baba, Baba asked her, who was that one? Why didn't you ask him? Who are you? Ask him. So she went again and got that same experience of angelic Brahma Baba. And she asked him, who are you? And that angelic figure said that I am the perfect form of Brahma who is in the corporeal world. And this Brahma, after becoming angelic, will become this one. This one. And then she used to see two forms of Brahma Baba. One form was the physical form. And that, very close to that physical form, she used to see the angelic form, the subtle form. So powerful, so beautiful, so, you know, full of energy, that powerful form. And then this side, Brahma Baba's physical form. And then she used to see how that physical form coming closer, 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 closer to the angelic form. And on 18th of January 1969, when Brahma Baba became avyakt, angelic, she saw how that physical form merged in the angelic form. And it became only one form, angelic form. And how she was a trance messenger at that time. She used to go into trance and see that angelic form. And she would ask that angelic form, Baba, why did you leave us and go away? Because angelic form she used to see, but the physical form, no. So Baba, why did you leave us and go away? And Baba would say, no children, no child, I have not gone away. I am with you. And I will always be with you. We will all return home to the soul world together. Because at the beginning, in the yajna, at that time Shiv Baba used to say through Brahma Baba, that children, we will all go together. We will become perfect and return home together. We have to become pure, and through this power of purity, you get the wings to fly. The soul will get the wings to fly, and you can go to the soul world, and we'll all go together. But at that time, nobody thought what this meant. All will go together, because everyone of different age. That time, Dadi Janki was just 21 years old. Brahma Baba was 60 years old. Dadi Prakashmani was 14 years old. Dadi Gulzar was just 9 years old. Just so small they were. Some sisters, the youngest sister was only 6 years old. So 6 years to 21 years, all that age difference, and about 300 to 400 sisters, they all dedicated their lives for this spiritual cause. And Baba would say, we'll all go together to Paramdham. And now we have to do tapasya. Nobody ever thought that after this tapasya we will go and serve the world. They thought we will all live together or die together. That was their thought. But then how they had to come to Bharat, from Karachi, which is in Pakistan, and then they served this Bharat, and how, you know, Baba's service expanded, centers opened, so much. Nobody ever thought of it. But Brahma Baba used to say, because he used to see a few children and Baba used to speak the murli, but he used to speak the murli with so much force, Akar Baba, as if he is speaking to thousands. And then Baba used to say, I am not speaking only to these ones, but I am speaking also to those who are going to come in the future, because they will read this murli. And then they will become Brahmins. They will become pure. They will remember Shiv Baba. So I'm speaking also to them. That's what every day he speaks in the murli. Children, remember me and I will absolve your sins and I will take you back home. We will all go together. So at that time, nobody ever thought what all this meant. But then we seeing how Avyakt Bab Dada came, and Brahma Baba left the body and Avyakt Bab Dada started sustaining us. At that time also Baba's murlis were very frequent, very frequent. Baba used to first come in Baba's room in Pandav Bhavan and then in the history hall and meet everybody. But then, as you all know, that history hall became so small, because Baba's children were growing and growing and growing and growing. And we would get every, you know, murli every alternate day, every third day, fourth day. And more children started coming to Baba, to Madhuvan. And also centers started opening everywhere. But Baba's murlis were so powerful. And Baba would say, the Sakar murlis, they were like creating Brahmins. But these Avyakt murlis, they are actually refining the Brahmins. They are refining the Brahmins, making them refined. Refined means pure, refined means clean, refined means light. You know, like you have a diamond which is unpolished. It has got lots of, flaws inside the diamond, so that diamond is cut. They cut the diamond and in this way, the diamonds become smaller and smaller and smaller by cutting. And then after that, they become so powerful, so much light they give because all the flaw is gone. So Baba used to say, these Avyakt Murlis are going to remove the flaw which is in the diamonds, because my children are like diamonds. And you have to remove these flaws through my remembrance. And children used to sit in remembrance for hours and hours remembering Shiv Baba in the body of Brahma Baba. And how Shiv Baba is giving us that light, that might, and purifying the souls. So for so many years, Baba would speak small murlis, but then Baba used to meet individually. Everyone Baba would speak to individually. Baba would first give drishti, and then a blessing, and then a toli. Sakar Baba also used to do that. We used to have Brahma Bhojan with Sakar Baba. But Brahma Bhojan was not so simple that everybody would sit on their table and chairs and then start eating. No. Baba would sit on the floor, and everybody would sit in a semicircle or a rectangle, and then each one would come in front of Baba. Baba would give them drishti. Baba would give them a morsel in the mouth. So drishti, morsel in the mouth, some sabji or roti or whatever in the mouth, and then a pat on the back, child, welcome, and then a blessing. So drishti, blessing by patting on the back, some blessing, and then toli. Like the first blessing I got from Baba was, when I went to Baba was, and I took my spiritual birth like in Baba's lap. When Baba gave me the blessing, the child has come back to the father. So this was like a, not only a blessing, but it was like a spiritual birth in Baba's lap, I can say. And then, of course, Baba used to do that in Sakar. But in avyakt form also, Baba would give drishti, Baba would give a blessing, and then toli. So we say drishti, blessing, toli is our birthright, which we will keep on getting till the end. So before, the murlis were very, very powerful, very strong, very long, and also Baba would meet each individual one by one. Baba, they would come on the stage close to Baba, and Baba would give drishti and blessing and toli. For years and years this happened, from 1969 until probably 1989, for 20 years. Baba would meet individuals, and each one would be so contented, you know, getting drishti and blessing and toli. I also got so many blessings from Avyakt Bab Dada. In 1979, you know, after I started living in Madhuban, Baba blessed me, beautiful blessing Baba gave me. Baba asked me, "Who are you?" And I was wondering what Baba wanted to say. Baba asked me, "Which Ganges are you?" Which Ganges? You know, Ganga flows, Ganges flows. So which Ganges are you? So I kept quiet. I didn't understand what Baba was asking. Which Ganges are you? I said, "Baba, I am the flowing Ganges." Ganges, you know, Ganga, river, always flowing and flowing and flowing. Rivers flow, no? So I am the flowing Ganges. Then Baba said, "No, those who live in centers, they are the flowing Ganges. Because the students belong to that place, but teacher, today she's here, tomorrow she'll be another center, day after tomorrow another center, so she's always on the move. So the flowing Ganges means those who are living in the centers. But which Ganges you are?" Which Ganges? So I didn't know any other Ganges. So Baba said, "You are the Ganges of Har Ki Pauri." Har Ki Pauri means the steps to God. So that is in Haridwar. Haridwar in near Delhi, it is where the Ganges flows, and there are steps, you know, down to go and take a dip in the Ganges. And there's a temple in the middle of the Ganges. So Baba told me, "You are the Har Ki Pauri, that Ganges where everyone comes to take a dip. Even the great sadhu, sannyasis, saints, Mahamandleshwar, Shankaracharya, all come to take a dip in that area in Haridwar. They put their feet and then go take a dip and then come out. So everyone comes, thousands and millions of people come to Kumbh Mela. Even now at this moment Kumbh Mela is taking place in Allahabad, which is now called Prayagraj. It is a very big, huge place where Ganges, Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati, they say three rivers meet there, the confluence of the three rivers. And there thousands of people are coming. So it's a very, very powerful place, and the Ganges flows, and people from abroad come. There's all the sadhu, sannyasis, they're all there. Even Brahma Kumaris have put up a stall there, a very big mela there. And thousands of people are watching that mela too and coming to take a dip in the Ganges. Baba says, by taking a dip in the Ganges, you cannot become pure. But on the path of devotion, people think, no, that if you take a dip in the Ganges, your soul will become pure. We say, no, body will become maybe pure, clean, but not the soul. For the soul, you need the bath of knowledge. You have to bathe yourself in knowledge and yoga. But Baba blessed me that you are that Ganges which doesn't have to go anywhere. but the whole world will come to you to bathe in you, because if that place, all the sadhus and sannyasis come to take a dip. So we are seeing how everyone is coming to Madhuban, and Madhuban is the highest pilgrimage place in the world. The whole world comes here. See, so many of you, you are from so many countries. At least 10-15 countries must be sitting here. So when more come, then there was a time I remember when at least maybe from 100 countries, more than 100 countries Brahmins came. We already have centers in 140 countries. And languages, so many translations, my God. I was wondering, at least 20 translations happening at one time. We said this is even much more than United Nations. Even in United Nations, that many translations don't happen. But here, it happens. So maybe a few booths here, but in Om Shanti Bhavan, in Gyan Sarovar, upstairs, in Diamond Hall. So in Shantivan, at least 16 languages, simultaneous translation is there. So at that time, Baba blessed me, the whole world will come to you and take a dip in you. And then Baba used to always bless me. You are a tireless server. You are a tireless server. You serve tirelessly. Whatever you speak, it comes from the heart. So those who speak from the brain, then the arrow reaches the brain. But those who speak from the heart, the arrow reaches the heart. So your arrow reaches the heart because you speak from your heart. You know, Baba used to praise me. Always, this one praise was always there. Every time I would meet Baba, you are a tireless server. You serve tirelessly and therefore you never get tired because you have love for Baba. And that love for Baba helps you to serve tirelessly. And then I remember my first, I used to give commentary in English and Hindi. So Baba used to like that when Baba would say, Vikpaptata, that now go and record this commentary and let everyone hear, because I used to speak only at that moment it would be heard, but not, it would not be recorded. But then Baba sent me, Avek Bab Dada said, go and get to record it. So I went to Mumbai. And because that time we didn't have our studio, we didn't have any facilities for recording, nothing was there. Only Murlis used to be written, that was all. It used to be written, so writing only. But during Sakar Baba's days, a new tape recorder had come, so maybe 64 onwards, the Murlis were being recorded on a tape recorder. But before that, even tape recorder was not there. Tape machine was not there, and it used to be written. There's one sister, Ishu Dadi, she's still alive, in Shantivan. She had prepared her own shorthand, and she would write the Murli with her own shorthand, where only she could understand what she had written. But then after that, she would expand it, and then that the Murlis which we have today, they are actually what Brahma Shiv Baba had spoken through Sakar Brahma Baba before leaving the body, and they are not that many, because Baba would say, children, why do you want so much paper? Why do you collect so much paper? There's no need. You can, then because Baba will continue to give. But then we thought, how can we just discard these papers? And also we have the tape. So Sakar Murlis, we don't have of many years. But Avyakt Murlis, definitely all. From 1969 onwards, they have been recording and writing and making books, and every year we get Avyakt Murlis. But then when expansion took place, so many Baba's children would come, then of course Baba's started giving blessing in groups after the Murli, in groups, two groups from different countries. Then after that, even that group meetings finished, and Baba would meet the countries all in the hall. Okay, all America stand up, all Africa stand up, all Europe stand up, so continent-wise, Baba would meet like that. You know, everybody would be in the hall, nobody on the stage, and Baba would see the double foreigners and wave to them and then give the country blessings. In this way, Baba used to meet. And then gradually we saw how even that became less and less and less, and then after that, just Murli. And only the dadis, that's all. But then gradually we saw that how Dadi Gulzar's health also not very good. We can say for the past 50 years, she has been serving Bap Dada, giving her body to Bap Dada. And at the beginning, such long murlis and individual murlis, so you can understand how much voice Baba Dadi has given to Baba to serve, to speak to the children. And how Gulzar Dadi would come and Bap Dada would come in a body, and for 10 hours, 15 hours, 16 hours, Baba would sit. Bap Dada would sit, you can imagine. We sit for 1 hour and we are tired, no? For 1 hour, if you sit 2 hours, you get so tired, you would want to stand up to walk, no? But Baba used to sit, and the Gulzar Dad in Dadi's body, the maximum time Bap Dada sat in Gulzar Dadi's body was 16 hours. 16 hours at a stretch, can you imagine? At 6:30 in the evening, Dadi Gulzar came and sat on the stage. This was an Om Shanti Bhavan. After meditation hall, then Om Shanti Bhavan. And 6:30 she sat, and Bap Dada came at about 7. And then from 7 until 10:30 in the morning, you can imagine, 16 hours at a stretch. And in those 16 hours, we did everything, you know. We had our dinner. We also slept and then woke up in the early morning, took a bath, had breakfast, and Bap Dada was still speaking to individuals. And that was the last time Bap Dada came and spoke to individuals. And then Baba said, now there'll be a change. So how after that Baba started meeting groups. But till then, till 1989 I think it was, till 1989, Bap Dada used to meet individuals. And also in Om Shanti Bhavan, Baba got up from his seat and went outside in the passage in Om Shanti Bhavan, that passage, the veranda, and took a glimpse of Sukhdham. Sukhdham, which is opposite Pandav Bhavan, and just opposite Om Shanti Bhavan, and the new building had been constructed. So Baba, with powerful drishti and Baba's words of blessings, Baba inaugurated that Sukhdham. You know, you must have heard, come to Madhuban. So Baba got up from his seat. Every Shivratri, Baba would get up from his seat and come near the stage, and Baba would hoist his flag and bless the children. Every year on 31st of December, Baba used to sit till midnight, whole midnight, and at 12 o'clock, we used to play 12 dongs. Oh, 1, 2, 3, 4. And it was exactly 12 midnight. And then Baba would give blessing for the new year. So this went on, I can say, from 89, 90 onwards until 2000, you can say 2015, 16. how it went on and on, Baba would bless us. And then later on, how Baba's murlis became shorter, shorter, shorter. Baba's time period also shorter, 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 because the body was growing old. Gulzardari's body was growing old, and she had given her voice, so all that voice also was deteriorating, no? Means too much use being used, no? And then the last few years, we saw how Baba would just say, Mera Baba, and Wah Baba, Wah Baba, Wah Drama, Wah, Wah. And we used to wonder, why is Baba saying Wah, Wah all the time? But now we realize why Baba would say Wah, Wah. Baba wanted us to be always happy. Be happy with everything, happy with whatever we receive. Because Baba has given us so much, so much. We have received so many blessings from Baba. Each murli gives so many blessings. The very first line is filled with blessings. Baba is seeing which children. So again, it's like a title Baba gives to us. Even Sakar murlis, Baba gives us so many titles. All this is sustenance. The soul is being sustained through it. Today's murli also, Baba said, you are Raj Rishis, the royal sages. You live at home, but you live a pure life. You are serving God, so you are the royal sages. You have conquered your vices, you have conquered your senses, you have conquered your mind, intellect and sanskars. You are conquering the hearts of others, and thereby you will conquer the world. So Raj Rishis, the sages who are going to become kings. So we are all the self-sovereigns, going to become world sovereigns. So all these are titles Baba gives to us. And the more we think of these titles, the more intoxicated we will become. So we are seeing that how, since last year, 2 years, how Bab Dada has not been coming, but then we are revising the old Avyakt Murlis. Because when Sakar Baba left the body, at that time also Baba had, Avyakt Bab Dada said, that all these years, what Sakar Murlis you have heard, do you remember them? You don't. So you will revise these Murlis. And we are seeing, when we are revising Sakar Murlis, we find them so new, so new. So many deep points emerge when we read Sakar Murlis. And now Avyakt Murlis we have to revise. We are now revising 2007-2008 murlis. They are so deep, so deep. Some of these murlis we don't remember at all, because I have translated all these murlis since 76. I've been translating. So I have translated all these murlis. But even for me, it is so new, although I have translated them. Because we can't remember everything. It's not so easy to remember everything. So when we hear these murlis, although they are on tape, on video, it is so new for us, so fresh for us. But of course, for all of you, it is very, very fresh. Because for you, it's very new also. For me, of course, not new. But then, it looks new. Why? Because who remembers? You can't remember what happened even yesterday's Sakar Murli. Do you remember everything? Do you? Everything of Sakar Murli of yesterday? No. Huh? Yesterday is no, day before yesterday is no, Avyakt Murli. Oh, you have to think, what did Baba say? What did Baba say? So how can you remember 50 years Murli, what Baba spoke 50 years ago? And we are saying that whatever Murlis we are revising now, Avyakt Murlis, they look so contemporary, means as if they belong now. Because Baba wants to see us as perfect angels. So Baba is polishing us, purifying us, giving us that power through these Avyakt Murlis. So Sakar Murlis, they are like the basis. Basics. Yesterday you heard the basics. But Avyakt Murlis are like polishing the diamonds. So now we are all being polished. We will hear another avyakt murli on the second. But it will be felt as if it's so new. Although you may have heard it or read it, but it is felt so new. And the number of times we read, number of times we hear, the more the feeling that it is so new, because you can take out points which are very, very important for your practical life. Today also, in Sakar Murli also, you have to become a devta, deity. You have to imbibe divine virtues. You have to purify yourself. Baba keeps telling us, until we become pure, complete, full, Baba says, I will continue to give you. And when you become complete, then Baba will also stop giving the murlis. And we will all go back. Are you ready for that? Ready to go back home to Paramdham? All those who are ready, raise your hand. Oh, only one person. Two. Who else? If anything happens tomorrow, destruction starts, world war starts, what will you do? What will you do? Stay here? Don't go back? Yes, anything can happen anytime. So Baba says, everything will happen suddenly. But we have to become ready. Somebody was telling me today that somebody told him some predictions for the future. And he said that destruction will start when? From today onwards, 2 years, 2 months, 2 weeks, 2 days, 2 hours, destruction will start after that. I said, who told you? Who told you? But so many predictions coming now and then about destruction. But nobody knows what will happen after that. But here in an incognito way, Baba is preparing us for the new world. Okay? So all of you are the future deities helping Baba in body, mind and wealth to establish the new world of heaven. And in that new world, who will rule? Who will rule in that paradise? Who will rule? Who? Say we. Who will rule? Yes? All of you will rule in that paradise? You'll all become kings? Yes. Okay, if not the king, at least a royal family. They need 16,108 in the royal family at the beginning of golden age. 16,108 royal family and then 900,000 the subjects. So at least we should come at the beginning of golden age. So all of you will come at the beginning of golden age. Those who say yes, you'll come at the beginning of golden age, raise your hand. Yes, very good, very good. So keep that hope all the time, because we have to be ever ready, and in order to be ever ready, we need practice of a long time, of being bodiless, of finishing all waste, of purifying the self, all that we need practice for a long time. Only then we'll all go back complete and perfect. Okay? So Baba is still with us. Baba has not gone away. We are still students studying, and Baba is making us equal to Him. And when we become equal to Him, we'll all return together. Yes? All are prepared for that, no? Okay, thank you. Om Shanti, Om Shanti, Om Shanti.